its current state on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Warnings about climate change have gotten increasingly dire over the past decade. In its latest report, released earlier this month, the International Panel on Climate Change says mitigating the effects of global warming will require immediate action. But while a majority of Americans believe climate change is happening, most don't think it will have an impact during their lifetime. And some think that's why belief hasn't necessarily been translated into political will. The scientific community continues to push for action, but what responsibility does the media have in convincing the public of the risks posed by climate change? Joining us to talk about how the media covers climate change is Bruno Takahashi, Assistant Professor of Environmental Journalism and Communication here at Michigan State University. Welcome to Current State, Bruno.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure.
How has Americans' perception of climate change evolved since it first became a public issue?
Well, climate change as a public issue came to the spotlight around the mid-1980s after some scientists brought the issue to the attention of both the media and the public. Now, the interest on climate change has increased and decreased throughout the years, mostly related to specific events such as you mentioned, the release of IPCC reports or specific weather events or climatic events such as Hurricane Sandy or Hurricane Katrina that some scientists somehow connect to larger climatic changes. But the attention has remained relatively stable, and the media, of course, as you mentioned, can play an important role in influencing such perceptions.
Talk to us a little bit more about that. What kind of impact does media coverage have on people's opinions on climate change?
So a couple of important things. So when we talk about research in media effects, there's two main effects that we can think about. First of all is this idea of agenda setting. So the fact that the media are covering an issue, they're talking about an issue, the more they talk about it, the more salient the issue becomes. So it's higher on our minds in comparison to other topics. So that's the first one. The second one relates to this idea of framing. You can frame any issue in a variety of different ways. So in the case of climate change, you can talk about the science, as it has been discussed in many ways. But you can also talk about climate change in relationship to the policy. You can talk about climate change in how it relates to, or it affects the economy. You can also discuss it from a health perspective, right? So increasing temperatures can bring diseases that we thought we had already got rid of, like malaria, at least here in the United States. So agenda setting and framing are two of the ways in which the media can affect, I mean, either both the salience and the ways of thinking about an issue.
Bruno Takahashi is our guest on Current State. Bruno's an assistant professor of environmental journalism and communication here at Michigan State. We're talking about how the media covers climate change. The issue has become intensely polarizing here in the United States. Do you think the media has played a role in that?
Yes, I would say in part that's accurate. And one of the things that I always make sure to clarify both to my students and when I talk about my research is that when we talk about the media, we have to be careful about what media we're talking about. So I mean, we can talk about media that has a national reach, media that has that can have just a regional or a local market. So if we think about national media or media that are more prominent, we think about things like outlets like the New York Times that is considered a newspaper of record, but we also think about Fox News and MSNBC. So if we look at Fox and MSNBC as two examples of national media, we see that there is a polarization of the ways in which they cover the media.
They are framing the issue in very, very different
absolutely.
Ways, correct?
And there's some recent research that shows that there are significant differences in the ways they frame the issue and in the ways they affect the way their audience understand that information.
Can you talk to us about how Fox News might frame a climate story compared to the New York Times?
I mean, some of the evidence suggests that most of the coverage by Fox News and in general, many outlets that reject the idea of climate change will focus on the science. So that was the initial frame, the idea of uncertainty involved in the science of climate change. And we know uncertainty is an inherent component of any scientific endeavor. But that's been a frame that has been used by many, not only within the media, but in general, organizations and individuals that reject the connection between anthropogenic emissions of greenhouse gases and the warming that we're experiencing. So there's a challenge to the science, and that's one typical frame. The other frame that it's used to challenge the idea of action in climate change relates to the cost of those actions. So it's gonna cost too much to try to reduce greenhouse gas emissions or even to try to adapt to the effects, the impacts of climate change. So that's one the way in which most conservative media are framing the issue.
Have you thought at all about how those of us in the media could cover climate change better?
That's an interesting question. There's the issue of climate change has been on the both the media public agendas and both also the government agenda for several decades now. It has received plenty of attention. It has dropped in attention, but there seems to be some kind of climate fatigue. So there's a fatigue in terms of the term, of the concept of climate change. So people are tired of hearing about it. And as you mentioned, it has become highly polarized along party lines. So I think that at this point, talking about climate change in the way we've been talking about it for the last 30 years doesn't help to do something about it. And we've heard this morning about the new agreement between the U.S. and China about climate change, which is a first, it's an additional good step forward. But I think we need to move from just talking about climate change or the science to talk about what can we do at the local and regional levels. So take the really abstract conversation about climate change and make it tangible to most people anywhere in the world.
Do news outlets have a responsibility to seek out comment from that small percentage of scientists who don't think global warming is man-made?
And that's a great question. It goes into ethical dilemmas. If you can think about it in terms of the traditional journalistic norms in the United States and many other countries, there's this idea of balanced reporting, and you have to provide equal space to
indeed.
To both sides, right? I mean, what do you do when you have most scientists taking one position and very small number of scientists taking the other? I think it still applies the idea of balanced reporting, but it's always important for the media, for the journalists, to make sure that their audience understands that the context in which those sources are discussing the issue. So make sure that you explain that there is such a consensus within the scientific community.
One of the issues in journalism that's really risen noticeably in the last couple of years has been this idea of false equivalency,
yes,
or false balance.
Yes.
One body of fact being refuted with another body of quote fact,
yeah. 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 Yeah.
that are a lot less credible than the original body of fact.
Yeah. Yes.
How does the media coverage of climate change in the United States compare to other countries?
Now, that's a great question. I've been doing some research in that sense, and I'm particularly interested in how media in Latin America are covering this issue. And what I've seen is that the level of debate about the issue it's minimal. There's very very little debate within the media, but also within the policy circles about the problem. So not a lot of discussion, not a lot of debate. You don't have that polarization in most countries. Other countries like Australia and England, you see a little bit of that polarization. But elsewhere in the developing world, I don't think that there is much of that. But it's also important to consider that most of the news that are being reported in many of these developing nations are originated in the U.S. or in Europe. So that's the role of the wire services, so AP, Reuters, the Spanish agency. they feed all of this information. So in Latin America, it's the Spanish news agency, EFE, who provides most of the information about climate change. So there is still this discourse about the debate, about the uncertainty, about science in some of the reporting, but it's not originating within the countries.
It's a rich, complex topic. We appreciate your joining us. We've been talking about climate change coverage in the media with Bruno Takahashi, Assistant Professor in Environmental Journalism and Communication at Michigan State University. Bruno will be talking more about his research on climate change in the media today at 3:30 in the MSU Union as part of a roundtable hosted by MSU's Environmental Science and Policy Program. Thank you, Bruno.
Thank you, Mark.